Welcome to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to e-commerce Momentum Podcast, episode 007. This is Steve Rakin. You know, the interesting thing about Stephen is, you know, he's a young guy. He's only 28. He started selling on Craigslist, then went into eBay, and then added some Amazon FBA, which he still dabbles a little bit in. But he had a lot of success at eBay, specifically in clothing. And what he talks about is a journey of creating a book about clothing and having a lot of success with it, and then the light bulb going on. And it really, really is impressive when you sit back and think about it. One example that we use in talking is he talks about being a general contractor, and I think that it's a great term. Somebody who puts up the money, you know, handles the negotiations and things, but then outsources the work to other people, but has the ability to bring it together. And I think that's really an art, and I think he's really fine-tuned that to an art. Steve was big on YouTube, and you can find Steve under Rakin Profit or Steve Rakin. He has over 600 YouTube videos, 20,000 subscribers, over 2 million downloads. Just mind-boggling. He's published over 125 books on Kindle, CreateSpace, and Audible.com, and he talks about wanting to quit and give up. And that's okay, because that's normal. Everybody goes through it. So if you're out there and you're going through that, know that it's normal. But on the other side of that, he's found real success. So let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-commerce Momentum Podcast. And today, really interesting guest, because he's not such a big Amazon, eBay seller anymore. Steve Rakin is in our house, and we're going to talk about Steve's journey into content creation, and he's really made a transition. And, you know, one thing I want to talk about up front is, in a lot of the groups that I'm in, a lot of people are saying, hey, you need to have a B plan. Hey, you need to have some other way to generate revenue. You can't always count on either eBay, you know, companies being split off, or Amazon, they could turn off that third party any day, right? There's always that panic, or any of the other channels that aren't even created yet that will be here, I'm sure. Steve's done it. And I just think that that, to me, is the story that I just think people have to hear, that there is life after eBay and Amazon, and there are other ways to truly make money online. So, Steve, welcome, 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 and we are very lucky to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Stephen. It's really an honor to be able to come onto your podcast, and I was just listening to a few of the other ones that you just shot, and I must say you're doing a terrific job. You've been having some awesome guests on. So again, it's really a privilege, and it's my goal today to be able to add value to your viewers, to be able to help them out, to get them from where they are now to where they want to be, and I'm just super pumped up. So thank you so much, Stephen.
You got me pumped up now. I'm sitting a little higher in my chair. Steve, tell us just a little bit brief about you personally.
Sure. So my name's Steve Rakin, and I go by Rakin Profit on YouTube, and that's how a lot of people know about me. I'm 28 years old. I'm from Connecticut. Yes, Connecticut, where there's a rougher and rougher winter each and every year. But pretty much to give a little background story of myself, I ended up going to college a few years back, and I ended up getting accepted into a really awesome radiology technology course, and I was getting ready to go into the program, and I said to myself, you know what, this isn't really what I want to be doing. I mean, this isn't what I'm passionate about. This isn't really like the future I want to have. I've always kind of been like an entrepreneur at heart, and I've been working at jobs like pizzerias and the Cracker Barrel and little places like that, and I knew I didn't want to be working in that type of environment either, and I really wanted to just run my own business and control my future and my own destiny. And I actually ended up getting into reselling initially. I got into Craigslist and selling on eBay and Amazon, and that actually allowed me to quit my job and actually be able to create my own hours, create my own income, and really have my own potential going through the roof, just depending upon how much I wanted to work and so on and so forth. But again, I quit my job over 2 years ago to be a reseller. And since then, I've transitioned into a lot of different things, from self-publishing to product launches to marketing to, again, all the different reselling things. And the list really goes on and on. So here I am today, got my hands in a whole bunch of different cookie jars. And again, hopefully I can be able to help you out and be able to shed some light on different things you can get into and expanding your income streams. Because like you said before, Stephen, sometimes you're at the mercy of just one platform or two platforms, and you want to have a plan B, a backup in case. And that's really what I'm a huge proponent of, having multiple streams of income and really diversifying your finances to really protect yourself and your family.
That's really well said. You know, I've heard you mention a few times about your mom. And your mom, is she an eBay seller? Is that right?
She's actually I tried to get her into eBay, but she didn't want to do it. She's an Amazon FBA okay. seller and a big bookseller.
Okay, so I knew she was a seller somewhere. Do you think – I mean, was she selling when you were a kid growing up, or
nope.
did this start – okay, so where does this come from, right? So
sure.
you and your mom both have the bug. Where's that come from?
Yeah, so my mom and I have always had a really awesome mother and son relationship, and when I started getting into reselling, I was dragging her to the thrift stores. I was bringing her over to Savers and Goodwill and Salvation Army, and she used to see me leaving the store with – carriages full of clothing. I mean, on a half off days, I would spend $400 or $500 on clothing. And she kept coming with me, and she saw that I was making money. I was able to quit my job. And she was always just kind of following along because she wanted to hang out with her son, and she would look at the glassware and just get stuff for the house. But eventually we started having a conversation of, you know what, why don't you get into reselling? Why don't you get into eBay or Amazon? And she was hesitant because she's not into all the technology, and she didn't want to have to be shipping and storing. And that's when I said to her, why don't you get into Amazon FBA? And I actually taught her the whole process from becoming a merchant, and she was actually shipping stuff herself and storing it, to actually transitioning over to an Amazon FBA seller. And while she does have a full-time job and it's not huge money, she does make a few thousand dollars extra per month just selling primarily books. And now she's beginning to retail arbitrage and a lot of other things as well. So it's really been an awesome experience watching her grow as a seller, and it just proves that anybody can do it. You don't have to be young, middle-aged, old. It doesn't matter. Anybody can do it, and the knowledge is out there.
So what's interesting is you've taught your mother. I mean, it's just interesting because usually that entrepreneur thing is found further back, right, or that business person somewhere back in your life. It seems to be the opposite in your case.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had, like I said, an entrepreneurial spirit inside of me. I've always been hustling, sometimes on the wrong side of the law, and we could get into that because when I was younger, I hung out with the wrong people. I did some things that I regret, just like everybody when you're younger, but I've always kind of been a hustler at heart. But just up until recently, the last few years, I've really been able to put it all into something really positive and be able to change a lot of people's lives.
You know, and I'll talk about your videos. I've been watching them for years. I mean, it's been years. I mean, you have – I asked this question earlier before we went on live. You have over 600 YouTube videos. I mean, just think about that. 600 – I mean, you have almost 20,000 subscribers, over 2 million downloads.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just been, you know, it hasn't been work for me. Some people, they start up a YouTube channel because they're, you know, they're looking to promote a service or a product, or they want to make money from advertising. But for me, the whole experience has really just been, and I've said this from day one, just sharing my journey from quitting my job, from going to Craigslist, to going to eBay, to Amazon, to publishing, to product creation, and all these different things. It's just been a documentation of my life, just sharing my story, the good, the bad, the ups and the downs. And it's fun. It really is. I love it. I really owe 99% of my success to my YouTube channel. I really do.
It's just incredible. And now, you know, you definitely have taken a much more positive, forward-looking posture. I mean, I can see it. You know, you're just saying, "Hey, you know, made mistakes in the past, whatever. But now I'm moving forward, and I want to help you move forward." I that comes across loud and clear, and I really, I applaud you for that because, what do they say? Those who live in glass houses can't throw stones, right?
Yep.
You know, it's true. And so I just appreciate that, the fact that you're just so positive about things, and I just really, I really think people get a lot from that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I'm sure it's all been, simple and easy, right? You didn't have any hardships along the way. It was just simple, right? Just snap your fingers and boom, you're automatically there. So let's assume there was a particular struggle or maybe two, right? Give us one, though, that place where you kind of almost threw in your hat and said, maybe this isn't the direction I'm going in because it's just such a hard struggle.
Sure, Stephen. So for every business venture that I started from when I just begun, whether it was Craigslist or eBay or Amazon or publishing, I felt like that every single time. I felt like I wanted to quit. I felt like I wanted to give up. And the reason was because I didn't really know what I was doing. I was new. I was in a brand new market. I was making a lot of mistakes. So I think just first and foremost, I want to say it's normal. When you start a business, you're going to feel like quitting. There's going to be tons of challenges. So I just want to get that out of the way. But to be more specific, I remember it was about a year ago, and give or take, and I was in my office at the time, which I don't have anymore, and I was working with a few of my employees. And at the time, I was working anywhere between 40 to 60 hours per week, primarily on eBay and reselling, Amazon, Craigslist. And I remember saying to myself, it was like a beautiful day. It was a summer day. I remember saying to myself, man, this stinks. I'm stuck inside the office right now. I got friends at the beach. I got friends traveling. And I said to myself, I can't leave the office. I'm stuck here. And I said, you know what? I want to have a business where I could earn money while I'm out on the road, while I'm traveling, while I'm sleeping. And while I was still making great money as a reseller, just based on my own personality, I love freedom. It's one of my biggest values. And I really wanted to travel, like I said, and earn money and not be stuck into one physical location, kind of like I was with eBay and reselling. And that was like one of the biggest challenges, is trying to figure out how I'm going to earn passive income and how I'm really going to build a business that isn't just a glorified job. And I think that's one thing that a lot of us struggle with on eBay and Amazon is, we think we own our own business, which technically we do, but it really is a job at times, because if we aren't there physically working a lot of times, we can't earn the money, especially with eBay. So at that point, I said to myself, I'm going to figure out a way to be able to build up different types of businesses that allow me to really travel and enjoy life and not have to be stuck in one place. And that's when I came across Kindle Publishing. And since then, my life really has changed.
Well, I really want to hear more about that. So let's take a break, and then we're going to get into that, because I know some people are saying, hey, I want to hear, you mean there's another avenue other than eBay and Amazon? So let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Today's podcast is brought to you by Seller Essentials, essential business solution for online sellers. Whether you sell general merchandise on Amazon or eBay, private label your own product, or if your focus is selling books, wholesale products, or liquidation lots, let Seller Essentials be your online resource for all things e-commerce. Essential resources, essential solutions, Seller Essentials, the internet's premier venue for online professional. Visit SellerEssentials.com for more information. That's SellerEssentials.com. All right, before we jump back in the interview, I just, again, am just blown away with the amount of success Steve has had with his books. And what he's going to do is he's going to talk us through how that first book he did on clothing selling, 101 clothing brands, he sold over $20,000, and that's where that light went on. So he had an idea, it came to fruition, he's like, hey, I could replicate this. And I think that's a great way to take a look at your own business where you're having success. What can you replicate? What's transferable? What skill can you move on and apply it to other things? I think that's a great piece or great example of what we can do. He's got 125 books, and he's doing over $10,000 a month in sales, and it's really true passive income. And I think that that's a great thing for people to look at, because we're all selling tangible products. He's not. He's got a vending machine. He just keeps filling, and it just gets comes back to him time and time. And I think that's a great opportunity for us to look at. His best piece of advice that I think of, and I heard this from him personally when we met some time back, was he was talking about using a private Facebook group. Now, a lot of us who listen to this podcast are in a lot of private Facebook groups, but he set one up for his 15 VAs that he's using. So it's just genius when you pull it back and think about it. You're only letting people in that group that you want in that group. So if you want somebody out of the group, you take them out of the group as the administrator. If you're going to train people, what a great place to put all your training materials. When you update something, you're only updating it in one place. Somebody new comes in the group, All the training materials are there. What a great way to communicate. It's easy to put messages out there, give examples. It's just, it's a great, great, great idea. And I just think that that's something that you could put in place tomorrow. So let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with Steve Rakin, the famous YouTube Steve Rakin, 600 videos, 20,000 subscribers, over 2 million downloads. I mean, I'm telling you, those numbers are just staggering. You know, I think of Grant Cardone when I think of that many videos. You and Grant Cardone are putting in the same cluster. So you were a major eBay seller, major clothing seller. I know you had some eBooks and stuff like that. Is that where it clicked for you, that ebook on clothing? I think it was jackets or suits or something. Is that what it, when it clicked for you that, hey, there's a channel here?
Yeah, I mean, once I – and I'll just be 100% transparent. That at that time, I had published an ebook sharing my experience as a clothing seller, because I was making anywhere between an average $3,000 to $7,000 per month just selling used clothing. That's not even taken into consideration Craigslist or Amazon FBA. And I really wanted to share my story and just how to do it. And that book that I put together, it didn't take me very long because, like I said, I was eating, breathing, sleeping clothing, selling clothing on eBay. So I put that book together fairly quick. And over the next year or so, that book sold almost a few thousand copies and brought in over $20,000 in revenue. Just that one little ebook PDF, and a light went off. And I was earning money while I was sleeping in the morning, at night, through this book while I was still doing everything else. And I said to myself, wow, this is absolutely amazing. I can help people. I can share my story, and I can assist people in making more money, growing their business. And it also brings money into my bank account, and a light just went off. And that was like one of my first tastes of passive income through ebooks. And again, that ebook, I sold that ebook only on YouTube and Facebook. That ebook wasn't on Amazon. It wasn't on Nook. I was marketing that book 100%, and I wasn't even marketing it. I was just shooting my videos normally and saying, hey, if you want to learn 101 awesome killer clothing brands to buy and sell and make money, and you want to hear what I did, check out the book. It's $20. And
did you say you made $20,000 you sold worth on that book?
Yeah, and it still sells to this day, and I don't even market it anymore.
Kidding. That's incredible. So your first bat at the plate, you hit a home run. And by any standards, I know a lot of booksellers who, you know, go in, you know, thinking they're going to make millions of dollars selling books. Not true. Ask any of the big book players. You don't make a lot of money selling books. You had a home run in your first try. That's really impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so you put out this book, you say, whoa, I just created a piece of information, a source of information, content that clearly is valuable because you had over 1,000 people buy it. And this seems like a better model than, you know, buying, you know, lip gloss at Target or try to think of something else. I guess, you know, use sports coats from Salvation Army.
Yeah.
This seems like it'd be a little better channel for me, a little better lifestyle direction that you were looking for. So take us from that point, how all of a sudden you're now up to how many books?
Sure. So again, just to reiterate, that book that I published, 101 Killer Clothing Brands, that was published on a platform called Gumroad. Gumroad.com. And it's a really cool platform because it allows you to sell directly to your audience through Facebook or YouTube, and you don't have to rely on a third-party platform like Amazon or CreateSpace or other things like that where they're going to want to take a lot of the profits from you. Gumroad, they only take about 3 to 5% of your profit. So you're literally keeping 95% of your profits. And anybody in the publishing arena knows that that is just ridiculous, because the way it used to be with publishers is when they went to an actual publisher house and after all the fees and everything, the author would make like 10%. So I just wanted to say that was just amazing right there. So transitioning over, I ended up publishing a few more books through Gumroad. I published a book on how to sell blazers, sports coats, and suits, and then I published another series to my initial book. And then finally I said to myself, you know, I want to take this to the next level. And I started doing some research and studying and looking outside the horizons. And I came across a course by one of my friends named Stefan Palernos, who actually runs a YouTube channel as well, and it's called Project Life Mastery. And he was talking about a system that he had put in together to be able to earn, I think he was earning $8,000 per month selling these little Kindle books. So I had seen his course for a few months, and you know how it is. You see a course, and you're like, you know, courses are scams. It's get-rich schemes and all that stuff, and you kind of ignore it. But I built a relationship up with this guy through his YouTube videos, and I decided to eventually invest in his course. And after a few months, I was earning a couple hundred dollars per month, and you could actually look at my YouTube channel, go to it, and I document a video showing you that, hey, I'm making a few hundred dollars per month. I think it was like $220 this month I made selling Kindle books on Amazon. And I kept pushing away. I kept plugging, and till this day, I have probably over 125 books now that I've published. And we could talk more about the actual publishing and whatnot, but I've actually just recently gotten to up to $10,000 per month in passive income through my Kindle publishing business. And of course, that isn't all profit. There's different types of expenses that go along with it, which again, we could talk about more. But that's how I got there, invested in a course, took a risk, failed for a while and learned how it all works. And I kept pushing forward, chugging away, and here I am, and it's my main business.
So six figures, and you're not physically handling a piece of merchandise?
Nope.
Generally?
No warehouses, no shipping, no customer service. All I do, and I'll explain this real quick to you, Stephen, all I do is publish books. I don't even write the books. I don't edit the books. I don't create the covers. I don't market. All I do is I do my research and diligence on what the market is looking for. Where is there a demand? Where is there a need on Amazon for a certain piece of content or knowledge? And I've actually come up with different systems to be able to create these ideas and these titles of books. And I hire it all out. I hire out the writers and so on and so forth and just put the whole thing together, kind of like someone who contracts out like a house or someone who invests in real estate. They're not doing the electrical work. They're not putting in the cement. They're not hanging up the doors and all that stuff. They invest in it, they put their funds up, and they create the whole project. So that's really where I've gotten to the point. I outsource about 90% of the process.
And I know there's some there's a little bit of controversy over this, but I don't think people understand this is how business is generated. We don't, you know, I'm in a business, and we don't do a lot of our own things. We outsource most of our business to other companies who are specialists in different things, and that's what they do, and they bring something to the table. I think people think that there's some guy, you know, in the old days where there was some guy in the basement who comes up with this invention, and then they package it, and they have a packaging department, and it doesn't work like that anymore in the real world. So, you know, I applaud what you're doing, because I think you're saying, this is Andy Slammon's private label course. Here's a need in the market. I can see it. I know it because the research tells me there's a need in the market. I'm going to fulfill it. I'm not going to do all the work. I'm going to be the general contractor, your term, and I think that's a great analogy. You're the general contractor pulling together all these trades to put together this item that people
exactly
need. I just think that's a great – I think that's a great model, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it because you're filling somebody's need. And, you know, your average ebook sells for how much?
My average ebook sells for about $2.99.
Okay, so at $2.99, it's cheaper than an app. It's cheaper than a ringtone.
And that's for my nonfiction books. My fiction books average about 99 cents per book.
Incredible. You know, I think it, again, you know, this podcast is about helping people move forward. And so, you know, if you're stuck in this business, right, and you – maybe the business isn't for you, you know, the online selling business. Maybe it's you're just saying to yourself, geez, I don't want to work that hard, or I'm not a shopper, or I'm not into it. These other channels, and I think that's one of the reasons I really wanted to have Steve on, was to say, you know, there are other opportunities. Chris Green gives a speech. I forget how many sources of income, ways to make money on Amazon alone.
Yep.
8, 10, 12, I don't remember how many, but there was an enormous amount of ways. And so there are other methods. And I think you're a shining example of somebody who's been able to say, you know what, I'm going to reinvent myself twice, and here you are today. So I just think that's a really, really fascinating story. Do you think, now that you have this process worked out, and I know I'm sure there's been a lot of, you know, hit or miss with it, but was there anything that skill set that you particularly have that you think really works well for this type of a business, this segmented type?
Well, I think one of my strong suits is being patient and willing to do more than what others are doing. I noticed even in eBay, on Craigslist, and just various businesses that I've been into, most people are just willing to do enough. Enough just to make the sale, enough just to get by, enough just to make it to the next stepping stone. And I've realized that in any business, if you want to create results that nobody else is creating, you've got to do things that others aren't willing to do. And just on a kind of like a business level, when it comes to publishing, I go above and beyond when it comes to the covers. I go above and beyond when it comes to hiring writers and editors, and when it comes to keyword research. And again, my motto is, if you want to make more money in this world, you've got to add more value. You've got to be better than the next guy. You've got to have a reason to why someone would give you that money and become a customer. And that's what it all comes down to, is value. The marketplace doesn't care about how you feel or how good looking you are or how nice your shoes look. They care about the value that you can give them. And that's just one of my biggest things that I always try to keep in my mind when I'm doing any type of business.
How about advice that people have given you over the years? Anything that really strikes out to be something that somebody else has taught you?
Yeah, kind of like what I just said, that comes straight from Jim Rohn. I'm not sure if you've ever followed any of Jim Rohn's work, but he was actually Tony Robbins' mentor. And Jim Rohn says something along the lines of, and I'm going to paraphrase it, he says, if you want to live an amazing life and never have to worry about money and just live an exceptional life, he says, give more value than anybody else. Give more. Be that person that people go to and they know, you know what, Steven or Steve Rakin or Steven Peterson, that's the guy who's going to go above and beyond and really add value to me. And he said specifically, Jim Rohn said specifically, the way that you do that is work harder on yourself than anything else. Work harder on yourself at learning new skills, at developing new things that could help others, and just really learn and develop yourself and take courses, because when you work on yourself, you could do amazing things and nobody could ever take that away from you. So that's one thing that's always kind of stuck with me and something I always keep in my own mind.
I don't think anyone's finished in this life. I think you have to continue working and not improve, because improvement means that there's something wrong. It's just change. You know, you don't want to, you know, I'm the guy who drives to work the same way every day. It's nice to mix it up and change and learn. Wow, there's a better view when you go this other way, right?
Exactly.
So you're a Jim Rohn fan. Any other books or podcasts that you're listening to now that you think it would be a benefit for our listeners?
Yeah, I just finished reading a book. Well, I read it about six times in the last month, and I'm not even a reader. I listen to the audiobooks on Audible, so I highly recommend that everybody checks that out. But it's a book by Peter Voogd. Voogd, I believe. And he came out with a book. He's a very young entrepreneur. He came out with a book called 6 Months to Six Figures. And this book is just amazing. The way that he talks and the way he explains things. And it's a lot of self-development stuff. But again, I feel like on your road to success, it all comes back to self-development. And that book has just blown my mind, and I've learned so much in terms of clarity and goal setting and adding value and a lot of mindset stuff. So I definitely recommend 6 Months to Six Figures.
That's great. He was interviewed, I think, by Jamie Tardy, Eventual Millionaire.
Yep.
And just really impressive. So this book business, you now, again, how many titles do you have out there right now?
I'd have to go back and check, but I would say I have over 125 that I've
published. Okay, so you have 125 titles, and it's kind of a vending machine, right? Once you fill it, you wait till it ends out, or it loses its life cycle at some point, you know, or the technology changes, what have you. Do you have a goal of how many to create a week, a month, a year? I mean, how many are you working on right now? Let me start there.
Sure. So it really depends on what else I have going on, because I do run a few other businesses where I help other publishers as well, and I do a lot of coaching and stuff like that. But recently I've been doing anywhere between 20 to 40 books per month, and this month I'm actually doing I'm on track for about 25 books that I'm going to be doing for my own personal self. So again, it really varies, but I'm going to get to the point where I'm not going to be publishing as much and really just focusing on improving all of the books. And that's what I'm doing currently. And I'm slowly going to be whittling down, especially the nonfiction writing. But like I said, one of the things that you need to do is once a book is published for a few months and it's making good money, over time it's going to slowly lose its profitability and it's going to start ranking lower and lower in the search engine. So what you're going to have to do is improve the books. Either you could do split testing with the titles, you could split test the actual covers, you could split test the descriptions, the keywords, you could add more content, you can improve the content. So there's a lot of different things you can do, but ultimately the end game is to not be publishing any more books and really just have my base, my vending machine base, as you would say, and just make them as high of quality as possible, because that's really what it comes down to. And one of the cool things you can do with these books is you can actually optimize the back end. And what I mean by that is you can give away something for free in these books. So for example, I have some books on gardening, and in some of these books I give away a free gift, like a free report or a free little mini course or something free in exchange for the customer's email. And once you get the customer's email, you could funnel that traffic to other courses, to other niche websites, to affiliate products. So really, at the end of the day, I don't want to have 1,000 books or 2,000 books. I know people who do that. I really want to have a handful of books that are super high quality, that help tons of people, and just be able to have access to all those customers in the different niches and to be able to help out as many people as possible.
Okay, so, you know, my mind is racing with nothing but questions. I can't ask them fast enough. Right now I want to ask a question, but I if I start on a question, the next one's going to come. So I'm going to drop a couple out there right now. So you come up with a book idea. You have it written for you by a third party. You have it edited by a fourth party. You then place the book on Amazon Kindle, CreateSpace, and Audible. Right. And so I'm just making it real easy. And then somehow you market it. So I do want to break those down into little steps, and I'm not asking you to go really deep on it, but I want to go to Audible first just because that's just so unusual to me. Who's reading the books? Are you reading 1,000 books?
So the really cool thing about Audible is you can actually put your books on there for free, and narrators will audition for your books. So pretty much what it means is, say you have a book on how to make money online. You could put that book onto ACX, and narrators on ACX will audition, which means they'll give like a 1 or 2 minute clip of your manuscript, and you can choose the one that you like. And you have two choices. You can either pay that narrator to own all the rights to the actual audio that they're going to create for you, or you can do a profit sharing, which I do, where they'll actually narrate the whole audio for you, create the audiobook for free, and any future sales that you have for life on that audiobook, you and the narrator will split. So the reason why I do the 50-50 profit share is because it could cost $300 or $400. They're very expensive for somebody on ACX to read your whole book for you and create an audiobook. So I do the profit sharing, and every month I make a couple $100. Last month it was almost like $300. Not much money. I only have about 40 books on there currently. But it's just free money. They earn money, I earn money, and it's just a way to be able to get your content on other platforms.
Who would have thought that that's a job? I mean, I guess, you know, you think about Audible books, somebody reads it. You know, you just don't realize that people can audition. It's so clever. So there's a job for somebody out there. They're saying, hey, I want to go do something here. You could go read books on Audible. Go ahead.
And you could earn passive income as well, because if you get hooked up with the right authors and they earn money every month, you're going to earn money as well. So it's awesome for both parties.
There are people you meet that have that voice. You know who they are, and it's just they're meant to be. So hopefully they get something from that. So you got the book published. You have it on that. How are you marketing these books?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that you can go about marketing. The number one way that I like to market my books is actually by having Amazon market it for me. So there's an option that you have when you publish your book to either – enroll in the KDP Select program, or you can opt out of it. I always enroll into that program because it really helps you to market your book. And one way that it helps is by allowing you to give away your book for 5 free days each 3 months. So every 3 months, you're allowed to give away your book for 5 days for free. And while it might sound counterintuitive to give away your book for free, you're actually giving away your book to thousands and thousands of people. A lot of times it'll be hundreds of thousands of people who are download your book, and it really allows you to get your name out there. And if you're creating high quality content, people are going to remember your name. They're going to follow the author. And when you publish more and more books, you're going to have a lot of traffic driven to you as well. And also, if you've got your back ends of your books optimized, which means you're collecting emails from the people on Amazon, you can create some massive lists by giving away your book for free. And when you ever have another book you're going to publish within the same niche, whether it's photography, gardening, or how to make money online, you could send that book out to people, whether it's free or it's $2.99, and drive a lot of traffic and sales to that as well. So that's my first way to market it, is through actual Amazon enrolling in the KDP Select program. And also another thing that I like to do is post all of my books in free Facebook groups. So for example, let's just say you created a book, Steven, on how to make money on Amazon FBA. You can actually go into these Facebook groups and you could reach out to the people who run these groups and say, hey, listen, I got a book on Amazon FBA. It's really awesome. It's going to help a lot of people. It's free this week. Or you could say it's $2.99, whatever it is. And you could say, do you mind if I post this book in your group? And really what you're doing is you're targeting niche customers. And if you get your book in front of enough target customers, you're going to make sales, or at least you're going to drive traffic. And again, even if your book is free and you get a ton of downloads, the more downloads you get on your book, the more you're pointing to Amazon saying, this is an awesome book. And the more they think your book's awesome, the more Amazon's going to market for you, because they'll send emails to the customers for you. They'll put you on the sidebar. They'll do a bunch of things to get your book out there. So really, at the end of the day, I don't do a ton of marketing. It's a lot of Facebook, and it's a lot of free promotions.
Fascinating. Very similar. You move up the rankings. I mean, it's a very, very similar to product. I mean, it really is. So I think what's pretty cool about this interview, and it's so different than the other ones, you know, we're talking about specific ways you can really go out and create a living for yourself. You're living proof that you can create a six-figure income not buying something from Target or, private label product or whatever it be. So you've really done that. And I just think that is just, you know, that was a goal today, was to let people know that there really are other ways to do something, you know, not necessarily, you know, running from store to store. I interviewed somebody who had a couple kids, and, you know, he quickly found that he did not want to be hauling three kids to the store, and he had to come up with another way. So this is really, really a great opportunity for people to look at this. Now, you're also, before we go, because I do want to finish up with that last question that I ask everyone. But before we go, you are still involved in eBay in some way, eBay and Amazon, with the group you're with Chris and a couple other fellows.
Yep.
Talk just briefly about that real quick.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a part of a group called The Green Room, and that's run by myself and four others. And it's a group where we teach people about different ways to make money online. The group really at heart is based around reselling. That's eBay, Amazon, and Craigslist. But we teach them about a lot of different things, from health to business to motivation to publishing, a lot of different things. And it's just a place where a bunch of like-minded people can come together and really be positive and help one another to grow their businesses. So we've been doing that for over a year. It's an awesome community, and it's just really, really I'm really proud to be a part of it.
That's really cool. You know, you've gained so much experience and you have all that, and you hate to see that get lost. So I think that's just great that you're still in it, even though you're on the other side of it in some ways. So one question I ask everyone, it's generally my final question, is, you know, a goal of this podcast is to help people who are stuck, right, move forward, right? And so we've talked about a couple different ways, but give me one more that you think that people can put in place tomorrow that they can just take and apply, regardless of they're selling $1,000 a month to $50,000 a month, something they can take and move forward in their goal to achieve whatever they want to achieve.
Sure. So one of my number one pieces of advice would be is to take a look at everything you're doing in your life right now for your business and really apply the 80-20 rule. What are the 20% of the things that are making up for the 80% of the results? And the point I'm trying to get at is focus your time on your highest leverage activities, the things that really make you the money and generate the revenue in your business. And the other stuff, outsource it, delegate it. There's a lot of awesome websites you can visit like Elance or Upwork or Fiverr, and you can outsource a lot of this stuff from your eBay listings to editing your pictures to, you know, Kindle publishing, covers and private label. There's a ton of things you could outsource. So the stuff that really doesn't, you know, require you and bring in the bank, outsource it. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. One of my biggest recommendations for anybody, if you're training employees or you really want to leverage your time in terms of training, and I know you're going to love this, Stephen, because we talked about this at the seminar that we met up at. But one thing that I like to do every time I create a new business, if I'm outsourcing, is I'll create a private Facebook group. And what you can do is you can create a private Facebook group and only allow your workers to come in. So, for example, I have a private Facebook group where I have my graphic designers a part of it. I have my editors. I have my writers. And I have a section in there where I have all different types of videos that I've created, training my editors exactly how I want them to edit, training my writers on everything from the templates to use to how to choose the proper wording, this and that. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I create this group. I put all the videos, all the templates, everything I want to put in there to train them. And anytime I have a new worker come into my business, whether it's a graphic designer, editor, or whatever it is, I direct them to that Facebook group. They go through all the videos, they learn everything, and they're ready to go without me having to spend 2 to 3 hours per person training them up. And there's no excuse for them not doing the job properly, because there's documents, there's Google, there's Excel spreadsheets, there's videos, the list goes on and on. And there's also, as you know, with any Facebook group, there's a place to chat. So my workers, especially the marketers and promoters, they're interact with each other. They'll help one another out. If someone has a challenge, someone will pick somebody up. And it's just an awesome way to be able to leverage your time. And again, focus on that 20% of the activities in your business that make a difference. I can't say it enough. Focus on the highest leverage activities, because we only have 24 hours in the day, and it's how you spend it. It's not necessarily what you do. So hopefully that helps, Stephen.
I don't think people understand how amazing of an idea, and it's so simple. I mean, it really is. We all are in Facebook groups because that's what we do, and other people own them, and we all join in and partake in them. But what you describe is a place where you put that document, and then if, for example, you use it for training a VA to do sourcing for Amazon, and all of a sudden a rule change happens, you just go update that video.
Exactly.
You have it all in one location. It's clear. It's concise. Now, that VA doesn't work for you anymore. You turn off their access. I mean, this to me is one of the smartest things that I've heard of in a long time, because it's so simple. It's so difficult to manage, you know, spreadsheets and forms when you have all these different places. This is such a common sense approach to it, and it's free. I mean, it's really free.
It is.
Love it. I love it. I love it. It is a great piece of advice. I hope people really, no matter how big your business is, I mean, you could be doing, you know, $100,000 a month, and this is applicable to your business. So that is great advice.
Thank you.
Steve, how can our listeners find out more information about you, or how can they reach out to you?
Sure, Stephen. So the best way to get a hold of me is probably through my Facebook, and you could find me at Rake and Profit, RaikenProfit, Rake and Profit on Facebook. Or if you want to just check out my videos and see that I'm actually a real person doing what I talk about, head over to my YouTube channel at Rake and Profit, and you could see my whole journey from when I was only making a couple hundred dollars a month to over $10,000 a month, ups and downs, everything. And you'll see that I'm a real person, and I share it all. I don't hold anything back. So definitely check me out there. But again, Stephen, this was an amazing experience. Hopefully I was able to add some value and give some cool tips and tricks to the people listening, and just open up different opportunities. We're not telling you guys to stop selling on eBay or Amazon or doing what you're doing, but just to keep your eyes open to different things, to be able to better your situation, earn more money, and just add more security to your life. So again, thank you so much. It was a ton of fun coming on the show.
Well, I really appreciate it. Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.